Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet's Monday, the 18th of May. Sun is in Taurus, ruled by Venus, and planets are saying my two favorite words.
Yes, but.
Oh, boy. Okay, planet.
More assorted lunars.
Okay.
Current influences are, shall we say, more like Mary Poppins than Winnie the Pooh. And with brisk governess-like precision, they're busily endeavoring to point out the structural deficiencies of various arrangements, intelligence that isn't necessarily wanted by the involved parties. So, fair warning, you could find yourself occupied fending off people who are doing their utmost to get away from these recommendations by employing or fabricating justifications. Plus, hard as it may be to cultivate, some flexibility may already be necessary, even if the ink is just drying on your contract, marriage license, rental agreements, etc. Moreover, ignoring planetary solicitations for structural alterations isn't wise, and while it would have been nice if these issues could have been dealt with ages ago, as recently as last week, planets were not emphasizing what is front and center now. As a general rule of thumb, try to channel the little engine that could concerning your situation or issue at large. For example, it will come to pass. They do like me. The promotion can be mine. Yes, even if the little voice within is doing its utmost to drown you out by whispering or bellowing sweet but not particularly optimistic nothings in your ear.
Okay, signs particularly affected by the assorted lunars.
Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Virgo, Aries.
And if one's birthday, 18th of May.
As a general policy, do your best to let the myriad and in many instances unfeasible requests of others roll off your back without feeling compelled to respond or make life easier for the askers. This will leave you more time for the management of your own affairs and keep you out of the try-as-you-might absolutely impossible to please, accommodate, or satisfy mode.
Okay. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.